Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, more, and refer more, all good things. I'm your host, Jim Palmer, and I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. I'm very excited about this week's show because my special guest expert is none other than terrific mindset coach and a really great friend of mine, Mr. Rem Jackson. I interviewed Rem on the powerful success strategy known as The Slight Edge. The Slight Edge is actually a great book written by Jeff Olson. I use this strategy in my business, and I highly recommend you adapting it in your business as well. Let's get right to my interview with Mr. Rem Jackson.
Hey, Rem, welcome, and thank you so much for coming on our call this month. I really, really appreciate your time.
Well, hey, Jim, first of all, I want to say I'm actually honored to be on a call with you. You know, I've known you now for, almost 6-7 years, and to be able to be on a call with you is really something special. I hope folks realize, you know, what you do for them, because you've been a teacher and a mentor to so many of us. So the pleasure is all mine.
You know, thank you, Rem. It's mutual, buddy. You know, there's a few people that I hold up as just really, really superior kind of mindset coaches, and you are certainly one of the two or three that I turn to on a regular basis. You've helped me out. Literally about 4 or 5 months ago, you really took a 2x4 to the side of my head and got me straightened out on a certain mindset issue. And, you know, I was telling the folks that we had lunch probably about a month ago, and you recommended this book to me. And I, of course, anytime someone recommends a book, I pretty much had it on my little device before I left the restaurant parking lot. I devoured that book, Rem, and you are absolutely right. The Slight Edge and the Slight Edge philosophy and strategy is so hugely powerful. And on this call, you know, talking about mindset and what we're going to do kind of at the beginning of 2013 so we can all just have magnificent years, I knew this is where I wanted to start. And so that's why I reached out to get you on the call. So knowing that everybody on this call is looking to grow in a significant way and really looking to kind of up-level their game, let's talk about the Slight Edge strategy philosophy. And first of all, I should say if no one's read it, why don't you give us a real brief synopsis about the book, Rem? That'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. If you pay attention, you get messages from, you know, you can call it whatever you want to. I'll use Napoleon Hill's term, and it's the universe. The universe is working all the time. And if you pay attention, you can begin to actually get really quality direction. And so about last August, September, all of a sudden, I was bombarded by people who I respect a lot telling me, hey, dude, you've got to read The Slight Edge. And I said, well, yeah, I will, because anytime, just like you, Jim, somebody gives me a recommendation, I get it right away and I put it in the queue. And so, you know, I did that. And then the question came again from the same people, did you read it? And I said, no. They're like, you got to be crazy. And so then it started showing up at my house. Everybody started mailing it to me. And I thought, okay, I'm listening. So I picked it up and I read The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson, Olson. And I will tell you something. It's one of the most powerful and brilliant books that I have read in the last 30 years. And so the first thing everybody needs to know is they need to get a copy of this ASAP and get into it. And I'll tell you why, Jim. You know, the kinds of marketing concepts, business development concepts that you teach, that I teach, that Ben Glass, who we know well, teaches, and many other folks that are leading, you know, groups of professionals and business people, they work. You know, we know they work because we've seen too many times that the things that we tell people to do work. But it's interesting. Oh, and also the mindset that we work on. Mindset, you know, is the mindset of successful people. There are ways that successful people behave. They all do the same things, and we teach that. And yet, we still get varying results from people. And that's always been one of the things that's been difficult for us is, you know, why is it that you present all of the same strategies, ideas, and tactics to one individual, and they just run with it and transform their business, and then another person takes the same content and just says, you know, I know it works for some people. It really isn't working for me. It must be my market. And I do believe that the slight edge is the answer to that conundrum that so many of us have. In a nutshell, Jeff Olson has presented not one single new idea in this book. When you read this book, you will say, I knew all of that. That's the first thing, because it's the most and most common sense, intelligent things are like that. But what he has done is coalesced these critical and essential real-life strategies into what he calls a philosophy that every single one of us can use to our benefit. And to be clear, the slight edge is always working. It's either working for you or it's working against you. That's the thing you need to know, first of all. And if you understand this, then you can begin to implement some very simple, this is the brilliance of the book, very simple strategies that over time will produce extremely positive results. And, you know, I'll tell you, Jim, that on page 106 in his book, he has his slight edge path graphic. And basically, as you asked me in a nutshell, and this long answer to that question, the things that are going to make everybody on this call as successful as they want to be in every category of their life, their business, their financial, their health, their family, their fun, they're easy to do. They're simple disciplines made consistently over time because you have a mindset that is responsibility-driven, discipline-driven, value-driven. And in the beginning, those things are uncomfortable to do. You've got to change. You've got to do these little things every day. But over time, they're what actually create this entirely different life that you have, and you become very comfortable later. What's comfortable now, like not doing these things, becomes extremely uncomfortable later. Let me give you an example, a personal one for me. Jim, I've done extremely well with my company, Top Practices. So many of the people I work with have done well in a lot of areas. But every single one of us has that one area that we just aren't doing well in. For me, it's always been my weight and my health. You know, and I've tried every diet. I've tried everything. I've tried publicly, declaring what I'm going to do. And I've had some success. You know, I've lost about 100 pounds, but I got 130 to go. And that success is elusive for me. And it turns out the reason that I'm not 230 pounds and running up the Philadelphia Museum of Art steps and celebrating my weight is because I eat too much and I don't exercise enough. And he points out very clearly in the book, is that hamburger that you're going to eat today, is it going to kill you today? And the answer is no. That's why we make these bad decisions. Is not doing your marketing that you know you need to do today going to wreck your practice today? No, it's not. But over time, over 5 years, 10 years, it's going to take your practice and make it infinitely less successful. Take your business and make it infinitely less successful. And it's going to put me in a grave if I don't take care of it. Sure as the sun's coming up and down, that is what will happen. However, if you instead begin to implement simple little ideas every single day and you stay with it, because that's the key here, we stop. Most of us begin, I mean, everybody, one of us has begun a health and exercise program only to quit about 30 days later, which is, by the way, how all health clubs and gyms actually, they rely on the fact that we are this way. Very few people continue and use it the way they should. But if you could stay with it over time, the results that you have are remarkable. And he gives a great example. If you want to be able to do 100 great push-ups, perfect push-ups, well, you start with one. and then you do two, and then 2 days later you do three. At some point this year or next year, you'll be able to do 100 great, perfect push-ups. If you want to have a staff that works with you in the way that you need them to work, like the A-team, like people that you know who have businesses that have these incredible staff, that means that you're going to have to put your management procedures in place. You've read about all of them. You understand how they work, and you're going to have to train your people. The problem is we usually do it for, you know, a month or two, then we all get busy, and it all just kind of falls to the wayside, and we don't have that, that we don't get the gain and the result we want, and then we say, you know, I've read all those books. That stuff doesn't really matter. The Slight Edge says, given three components, first of all, time. Time will be the main driver that actually makes all of these things work for you. And remember, the Slight Edge is either working for you or against you. So if you begin your, let's say, either your health program, your finances program, or your business development and marketing program, and you have simple things, tasks that need to be done every single day, and you just don't stop doing them, the results will not be apparent for a very long time. That's why we quit. When we're working with our staff, we're dealing with the issues as we're coaching people and bringing them along, and we just get distracted and we stop. That's why we never get the gain that we want. But if you could stay with that for 2 years, the transformation that would occur in your business is incalculable. When I stay with my exercise program now and my nutrition program now, I will weigh 230 pounds. I will go to the Philadelphia Museum of Art, and I will run up the steps and do the Rocky Dance. It's just a question of timing, if I don't stop. And he tells three incredible stories in the beginning of the book, about, and I'll let you read them. I don't want to steal the thunder, but basically it says results are often hidden under the surface for a long period of time until they manifest. Two, most of us quit just before we actually start to get the results that we're looking for and we want. And three, those little activities over time create, through the magic of compound interest, ridiculously positive results, but they come later. And that's the Slight Edge, Jim. You know, it's funny. I'll say one last thing, and I really want to get your perspective on what I just said, because, you know, the problem for me always with the weight program was, you know, I had to first of all join the gym, and I had to get a personal trainer. I had to get an exercise program that I couldn't stand and book out the time and make it all happen. Then I had to get the right diet, you know, and those diets drive you crazy, and then somebody's got the newest, latest diet. So by the time I was all geared up and ready to go, I never even started with all of this stuff. Now I'm no longer on a diet. I quit the gym. And so I have a daily program of exercise now that really suits me. You know, I'm doing sit-ups and push-ups on one day, and the other day I'm doing this simple kettlebell program, which is a series of videos that I bought 3 years ago that I stay with now. And I'm not putting all that pressure on myself to be fabulous now. I'm just staying with it and not quitting. And so instead of building this giant machine, you know, I just started with the small, simple things, and the gain is ridiculous. And that's the point of the Slight Edge. And I know you've been actually impressed by that as well, haven't you?
All right, we're going to pause here for a very brief timeout, but on the other side, Rem's going to talk more about how to use the incredible power of the Slight Edge in your business. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In the best-selling book, No BS Direct Marketing, legendary marketer Dan Kennedy said this, "My single biggest recommendation is the use of a monthly customer newsletter. Nothing, and I mean nothing, maintains your fence better." Dan is absolutely correct. The truth is, for just about any business owner, the greatest potential for new business and higher profits lies within its current customer base. Stronger customer relationships yield higher sales and more profits, and a monthly newsletter is the best relationship-building tool, bar none. Unfortunately, for many entrepreneurs, the struggle of producing a newsletter every month is too much, and it just doesn't get done. But no longer. Every month, No Hassle Newsletters members get 24 pages of Jim's famous customer-loving content and his amazing ready-to-go newsletter templates. Your company's No Hassle Newsletter will generate more repeat and referral business in less than 1 hour per month. Join the hundreds of entrepreneurs already using No Hassle Newsletters at www.nohasslenewsletters.com. That's www.nohasslenewsletters.com.
And we're back. Let's get right back to my interview with mindset coach Rem Jackson.
And I know you've been actually impressed by that as well, haven't you?
Oh, my gosh, Rem, it's really been phenomenal, and you really gave a wonderful kind of recitation about the book. You know, there's a couple things in there, and there's some stories, and I'm not sure we have room to or time to share them all, but, you know, a couple key points. You know, and as a coach, I know you know this, I know this, and I know there's other people listening to this that are coaches, and sometimes you get a new coaching client, and, man, they want the world turned on a dime, you know, and I can relate to that because I have the patience of a gnat myself, but I'm all about building a real business. I'm not a flash in the pan, do this, get $1 million and disappear. I'm about building a real business, and flat out that just takes time. But, you know, one of the things Jeff Olson says in the book is successful people form habits that feed their success instead of habits that feed their failure. And the converse of that is people that want the quantum leap type of scenario, the magic pill, the magic bullet. And, you know, instead of looking for the magic bullet or, you know, the winning lottery ticket, actually what he says is actually believing in the big break theory instead of the constant, you know, the constant slight edge theory is that it's futile because it actually acknowledges it's very dangerous because it keeps you from taking actions that you need to take to create the results you want. So by way of example, if you know that you need to make X number of sales calls or cold calls, whatever it is, and you put those off, the slight edge then works against you. In other words, you don't make those calls. You don't see nothing is apparently wrong with your business. Nothing good happens. Nothing bad happens. It's just another day. You know, you go home and you go, nothing much happened today. And so there's no real consequence. But over time, your well is drying up. You know what I mean? Your well of prospective clients. The three stories that you mentioned, Rem, I think there's the frog story. There's the compound interest of the penny and the water hyacinth. And, you know, I think that is brilliant. I'm going to attempt to give that really, really quickly. But, you know, a water hyacinth is kind of a very beautiful, delicate-looking plant, and it supports six-petaled flowers ranging, you know, from lovely purplish blue to lavender to pink. You can tell I'm reading this because those aren't words that I use. But anyway, it floats on the surface in these ponds in warmer climates, but it also produces many, many seeds. And left untouched, these seeds just grow and grow and grow and grow. And the very long story short is that over time, this water hyacinth can fill an entire pond where you won't even see water. It just keeps growing. Another story, Rem, then I'll turn it back to you, is he referenced how hard it is to get started, how hard momentum is. So if you think of a big piece of machinery, or let's break it down a little bit and think of one of those playgrounds where kids get on the like the merry-go-round, and just imagine that type of thing, that big wheel spinning on an axis in the middle. But imagine one that weighs several tons, and all you can do is use all your might to push, and maybe you move it like an eighth of an inch, and you push and push and push, it moves an inch. Eventually, you know, momentum takes hold, inertia takes hold, and that wheel keeps spinning on its own. So it's very hard to get started, but also if you stop doing it, it will slow down and stop. I thought that was a wonderful kind of, you know, picture painting scenario about what the slight edge can do.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, it's interesting, the water hyacinth that you talked about. Here's the really cool part of that story. So when that hyacinth begins its process, it actually sends these what they call shoots and creates daughter plants, kind of multi-pronged. It's one of the most successful reproductive organisms on the planet, actually. But here's the thing. If you plant one plant in a pond and conditions are right, in 2 weeks, you will only see a 1 square foot, they'll only cover 1 square foot of the pond. At the end of the third week, you'll see something that's about the size of like a mattress. But on the 29th day, one half of the pond will be covered, and on the 30th day, the other half. They will cover the other half in one day because of the way this thing works. But those results are hidden in the beginning. That to me is the great key to all of this is, you know, if you in fact know that you've got a system because you're working with people who have proven it, then the main reason it doesn't work for some people is they just don't do it. And so he gives you some strategies I'd like to suggest that will help you. And again, you've heard all this before, but first write it down. You got to write it down. You know, I've been a big fan of goals. Napoleon Hill calls it your definiteness of purpose. But real simple, they've got to be specific. You have to be able to measure them to know that you did it, and you need a timeline with it. Again, goals are dreams with deadlines. Number two, start with a plan. He calls it start with the penny. If you're going to have the magic of compound interest work for you, you have to start with a penny. You can't start with no penny because you can't have the double of nothing is nothing, which means you can read these books. You can listen to people like Jim, but unless you actually do the work that you need to do or have the work done in a way that other people are executing it for you, you will only think about this. You won't actually get there, which is what stops many of us. You have to start with a plan. But the plan you start with, remember this, will not be the plan that gets you there because you're going to be changing and growing. See, and this is what I was pointing out before, and Jim, you mentioned it, people make the mistake of thinking they need to have the perfect plan. But there is no perfect plan. By definition, there can't be because the plan that you're going to get there with is not the plan. It's just the jumping off point, and it needs to be simple and basic. And most of these highly successful things that we do, that successful people do, are seemingly insignificant, and yet they seem to get so much done because they just have the discipline to stay with it. And then you just have to know and pay the price. You know, whatever you're dreaming about, there's a price that you're going to have to pay, and that means giving up something. You know, that means changing your behavior. But remember this, folks. Whatever price you pay, there's a bigger price to pay for not doing it than there is for the price of doing it. And it doesn't feel that way in the beginning, but later on it is. For instance, in my case, the price for me is to simply pay attention now to my nutrition and to my portions. That's all. The price for doing that is to pay attention to my nutrition and my portion every day, every day. The price that I'll pay if I neglect that is heart disease, heart attack, death, I don't know. I mean, it's just the price is incalculable. The price of neglect is much worse. And the slight edge is always going to be working. It's either going to work for you, in which case you'll be in that 5% of us that are doing it, or it'll work against you, which puts you in with 95%. And, Jim, to me, that's, like, really great news because, you know, this is not just the slight edge. It's a major competitive edge. Because
it really
all of
is the difference.
Yeah.
It's like the difference between the
stuck.
Exactly. So, Rem, I got like 60 seconds here. I want to share something real quick. He gives eight main points or strategies, and three of them really stuck out to me. So I'll just highlight those three. Be consistent, be committed for a long period of time, and have faith and a burning desire. If you have those three things, you are going to be successful. And so you shared one of your personal stories. I'll share one of mine real quick. And this is the slight edge, and it's, again, it's a good illustration of doing what you need to do day in and day out. Not doing it doesn't necessarily show up as bad, and doing it doesn't necessarily show up as good. You know, I committed in my business as a way to market and grow and expand my community. I do a weekly newsletter. I do a weekly video. I do a weekly podcast. I do, you know, at least 5 days a week. I'm pretty big into social media, blogging, etc. All of that takes time. If I stop any one of those things, and believe me, there are days or weeks where I'm like, I do not have time to shoot a video. I don't have an hour plus to do a podcast. And I think about that, and I think I always come back to the momentum. I can't stop the momentum. And sooner or later, I'll get a client. I'll get a call. Somebody will say, Jim, you touched my life. Jim, I like this. I want to hire you. Something will happen, and it's because I'm committed to doing the slight edge as much as I can every single day, recognizing that each one of those things, as insignificant as one video may be, one podcast, one blog, one post on social media, whatever it is, as insignificant as each one of those is, there it's all momentum, it's all giving the slight edge, and it all adds up over time. So, Rem, real quick, maybe 30 seconds, any closing comments and on the slight edge?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the one thing I'll say is resolve. If you're listening to this right now and you've gotten this far, just pick up the book the second you hang up the phone or the second you stop reading this, whatever, however Jim's been able to provide it to you, because it's simply the strategy that transforms actually your entire life, you know, because he says basically that your philosophy, and this is a philosophy, the slight edge philosophy, creates your attitude, which creates your actions, which creates your results, which creates your life. And so this is big stuff. So, Jim, it's a again, thank you for giving me the chance to share this, because this is it's been transformational for all of us.
Well, you're one of the smartest guys I know with all the mindset and coaching stuff, and you have a wonderful business, and I just highly respect you, and you turned me on to the book, man, so you're the one I wanted to come on and share with everybody else. So, Rem, thank you very much. You have an awesome afternoon.
Same to you, Jim, and good luck, everybody. Go get them.
All right, take care.
I hope you enjoyed this very special episode of Stick Like Glue Radio with my good friend Rem Jackson. Stick Like Glue Radio is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. I am your host, Jim Palmer, and I am committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Watch for another great episode of Stick Like Glue Radio next week, and until then, keep taking action, keep moving forward, and don't ever, ever, ever give up. Now go out there and do something nice for somebody. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.